Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Student protests in solidarity with Gaza have spread to campuses across the U.S., demanding that universities disclose financial ties to Israel and divest. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
The protests have moved into schools not historically associated with activism, like the University of Southern California. Several schools have come under fire for allowing police to come onto campus. Over 100 protesters were arrested at Columbia University last week. The University of Texas in Austin and the University of Southern California also saw student activists arrested. At Emory in Georgia, the student newspaper reported that the Atlanta police deployed tear gas into the crowd of protesters. With graduation nearing, many universities are changing plans. The University of Southern California has canceled its main ceremony. Columbia says it's negotiating with student protesters to have the campus cleared by May 15th for graduation. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
Russia continued its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure this weekend, hitting plants in the south and west. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports Ukrainian forces also targeted an oil refinery in Russia.
Ukraine's Air Force says it intercepted 21 of the 34 missiles that Russia launched overnight. DTEC, Ukraine's private energy provider, said four of their thermal plants were damaged. Earlier this month, Russian strikes destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants. The U.S. says it will send more air defense missiles to help Ukraine thwart these attacks. Ukraine has been running low on ammunition for months. Russia also struck a psychiatric hospital in the northeast, in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. One person was wounded. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone strike on the Russian region of Krasnodar overnight forced an oil refinery to suspend operations. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Lviv.
The FCC is promising a safe, fast, and reliable internet for all after it voted to restore its regulatory power over internet service providers. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
This week, the FCC passed a measure to reclassify broadband as a public utility, like water or electricity, deeming it an essential service. This effectively restores the Obama-era net neutrality rules that were rolled back under President Trump. Net neutrality means broadband companies like Comcast and AT&T can't deliberately slow down internet speeds for customers. There's no pay-to-play for faster speeds and no favoritism for certain content, which could stifle competition from services such as Netflix or Spotify. Telecom companies are expected to sue the FCC. They argue the rules are government overreach and try to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Former Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein is hospitalized for several tests after his return to a New York City prison. This after the New York Court of Appeals Thursday vacated his conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial. The court says a trial judge allowed permitted evidence not directly related to the charges he faced. The 72-year-old has been dealing with a variety of afflictions, including cardiac issues, diabetes, sleep apnea, and eye problems. Six Native American tribes that use water from the Colorado River have signed an agreement with the river's upper basin states. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are promising to work together with the tribes on sharing the shrinking river in the future.
Tribal leaders say the accord is a good step since tribes have long been excluded from talks about managing the river. Avery Tafoya is a council member with the Jicarilla Apache Nation.
It does open the door for all of us to have our voices heard and to be at the decision-making table. And I do believe it's going to have an impact.
The new alliance comes amid contentious talks about the future use of the Colorado River. More than half of the 30 tribes that use its water have co-signed a letter asking the federal government to give them better representation in talks about the river going forward. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
President Biden will attend the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, D.C. tonight. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.